What about sort of the other side, which is sunitinib or sorafenib, favorable risk, poor risk? What do we know about that?
You know, the difficulty with those two drugs is they've been pretty much exclusively studied in the good and intermediate. So you're dealing with good performance status patients who can handle the fatigue associated with each agent, especially sunitinib. If you're taking a poor risk patient, historically a poor performance status, fatigued already just from the tumor burden, and you're adding additional fatigue, I would see physicians staying away from a drug like sunitinib and gravitating to the Taurus-L. Or Nexavar, which has that more manageable hand-foot syndrome if you play with the dose, or push them through the dose and they end up over time with Nexavar. One of the intriguing things with that agent is the longer an individual's on the drug, the side effects become more tolerable and less aggressive.
Now, you mentioned sorafenib as an alternative after patients have received sunitinib. What do we know about efficacy in that situation?
It's about 10% or less efficacy and a little bit more stability, but for a short period of time, less than 5 months. So it's not the data of single-agent sorafenib in cytokine failures. It's actually less.